Now a story of friendship and loneliness from Minnesota. 2 weeks ago, Pastor Homer Dobson drove his friend Joe Smarzik to the hospital. 1 week later, on Thanksgiving, Mr. Smarzik died. He was 98 and at the time of his death surrounded by friends and family. But there was a time when Mr. Smarzik was a lonely man, divorced from his wife and estranged from his children. In 1977, he was facing yet another Christmas alone, so he put an ad in the local newspaper, the Tracy Headlight Herald, looking for a family he could spend Christmas with. The Dobson family responded, and Pastor Dobson says he still remembers reading that ad.
Wanted a family to spend the Christmas dinner with, and I will furnish the turkey. So when I got a hold of Joe, told him we want him to come, he stated, I'll bring the turkey. And I said, no, Joe, you won't. You just come yourself, and we're going to take care of everything else. So he decided that he would come and spend that part of Christmas Day with us. It was kind of interesting. We watched for him to drive up, and he drove around the block three times before he stopped in front of the house. Kind of spoke, I guess, of maybe apprehension in being invited to the home that, you know, he'd never been in before.
Did he come back year after year for the next two decades?
Oh, yes. We've had him, if not on Christmas Day, because there have been a few times when we've been gone on Christmas Day, but we've had him in our home then prior to Christmas Day.
Now, when he first placed that ad, he was estranged from his family.
Yes, right.
He did establish ties with his family in later years.
Yes.
That must have been quite good for him.
Yes. He has two daughters still living and a son that died within the last 2 years. But the daughters have reestablished a very, very fine relationship with their dad.
What can you tell us about Joe Smarzik?
He's been a hard worker. He's been a farmer. He's worked on the railroad. And back in the years when people needed an ice man, that was his job. He would cut up ice out here at one of our lakes, store it in a building until spring and summer. Then he would go from house to house, farm to farm, selling how many pounds of ice they needed. That was hard work.
Mr. Dobson, for the first time in more than two decades, Joe won't be a part of your family celebration this holiday.
Right.
Are you going to do anything special to remember him or honor him in some way?
We'll probably be talking about him and remembering some of the times we had with him. I remember one Christmas time when our grandsons were quite small. We'd finished our Christmas dinner, and we're sitting around visiting, and all of a sudden, Joe just kind of disappeared. And pretty soon, our son, Tom, said, come here a minute, Dad, look at this. We looked downstairs where we had a room down there for the kids to play in and so on, and they were playing with a little electric train that we had given Tom when he was a little guy. And they had Joe sitting on a little chair, a little child's chair, and they had him wearing a toy plastic hard hat, and they were letting Joe run the train. And Joe was having a great, great time with those two little guys playing with that train. And I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Dobson, thank you so much for sharing your memories of your friend with us.
Well, thank you for calling, and I hope that this story keeps on reminding individuals how many lonely people there are and how we need to continually reach out and love them and allow them to touch our lives.
Pastor Homer Dobson in Tracy, Minnesota, talking about his friend, Joe Smarzik.